Well, it's obviously back to work for us. We've got a lot of improvement to do, and the best place to start is your own team, and I think everybody on the team feels the same way, that if we can get better, we're going to have a chance to win some games. You know, we feel like we got a good team, but we certainly didn't execute and certainly didn't execute the game plan that we needed to beat Mississippi State. You got to give them a lot of credit. They did some great stuff, but you know, we just did not play as well as we can, obviously, but we didn't play nearly as well as we needed to win that game. So back to work and get ready for Rice. You know, we're going down to Houston. They played us a very good game last year. They played a tough schedule so far this year and haven't had a lot of success, but they look better to me this year than they did last year. So we're going to have a tough game, and we've got to be prepared for having a tough game.
Buddy, you talked Saturday night about the trouble with catching passes cleanly all night. Is Jamie Graham an option, or is he too big a part of the defense right now?
Right now, I mean, we had Casey Hayward out with a migraine headache last weekend. I don't think we have the people available to take Jamie over there and put him on offense right now. And I think you just go back to fundamentals and do the things you know, how to teach them how to catch. And, you know, our guys, you know, I just think they just weren't doing a very good job of concentrating, or, you know, they were uptight about not moving the football. And, you know, when it got to pressure time, they just didn't make the big catches. Or the small catches, to tell you the truth.
Is that the kind of thing that accumulates tough first half? Is that sort of thing?
Well, I guess it could, but I don't expect it to. You know, for instance, John Cole, you know, he dropped a pass, and, you know, John Cole set the record in Kentucky high school football catching passes. You know, he can catch passes, so I expect him to come back and catch passes. You know, we've got guys who, you know, catch them all the time in practice. So hopefully that was a one thing, one game thing, and, you know, we can put that behind us and have an opportunity to catch a few passes and get it behind them and get it out of their mind and just go from there.
Outside of catching passes, what else can you guys do to get better offensively?
Well, we can throw it better. You know, we have some bad throws. I mean, you can't catch them if they're not thrown to you. But all that, I think, goes back to protecting and anticipating, you know, what teams are going to do to us. You know, until we can prove that we can protect the quarterback and have time to go back there and get a good throw off and make a good catch, people are going to pressure us now, and we got to be ready for it and have a good plan and be complete on offense. Defensively, you know, we played really well at times, really well, and had to play a lot of plays. But we sort of banged up on defense right now and kind of patching up, and hopefully we can get some people well and go back and have a good game, another good game on defense.
Now, who's calling the plays this year? I know Kane was last year, and then he went to Kaiser, I think.
Jim Kaiser's calling them, and, you know, basically, you know, I like to have a guy who knows what the quarterback likes and what he knows the quarterback has seen in practice and what the quarterback is thinking out there on the field. And that's why we made the change. And, you know, I think the play calling is fine. We just got to execute a whole lot better and build in ways to take care of some of the things that we saw last week. And, you know, we can make people pay, you know, for putting pressure on us, I think that'll go a long way to helping us the rest of the year.
You talk about protection. You had Riley Lauer at right tackle early, Caleb Welkins late. Was that based on production and performance, or was that just...
Well, we were searching for things to work, probably. I don't think Riley did that badly, but, you know, we, you know, wanted to look at Caleb in there and see if he could step up and be a little stouter. You know, Riley's, you know, not done weigh as much and got pushed around a little bit, so we want to see if he could hang in there a little bit better.
Is you maybe have to look at that lineup again.
We look at it every week. Yeah, we look at every lineup.
Talk about Larry missing some targets. Do you consider putting Adams in this weekend?
Well, we do. We consider everything, and you know, that would be a consideration, but you know, we got confidence in Larry. We got confidence in McKenzie. And if Larry shows us in practice that he, you know, cannot or will not improve, you know, we'll have to make a change. But I don't think that's going to happen. Larry is a hard worker, and he wants to do the exact right thing every time. And I think he'll answer the call.
Bob, is it a case of you're practicing, your offense clicks in practice, but you're not able to carry it over to games? Is that
well, problem? You know, if it clicked against Western Carolina, it worked some against LSU, and then we get a whole different look from Mississippi State, and we just didn't react very well. And, you know, you got to give them a lot of credit, but, you know, we should have reacted to some of the things they were doing to us. We got it built in, but we just didn't do a good job of making sure that those things were taken care of. And when we did, we didn't execute. You know, if we had them protected, we either had a bad throw or a drop. And I think that got to the point where we were just a little bit past frustrated. You know, when you finally do get it protected, then you throw a bad pass or you drop it, and everybody just hangs their head and goes back to the huddle.
So you're talking about when they were obviously trying to stop the run, stuff
right.
Like 8 men up there.
Had them all up there and bringing some of them sometimes, and, you know, we finally, you know, started picking them up, and we either overthrew the pass or we dropped the pass. And when you figure it all out and you got it blocked and then you don't execute, frustrating. Maddening.
You said they showed you more blitz than you guys had expected. What percentage of snaps do you say do they blitz on, and particularly on run blitzes, how often do they show that?
I have no idea. I can't tell you a percentage.
In case anybody wasn't aware, sitting here at 1-2, a pretty good reminder that last season didn't guarantee anything in terms of this.
Oh, no. Our guys, I think, are much more mature than that, and you know, I've told everybody quite often, no matter how, if we ever get it as good as we can get it here at Vanderbilt, we're going to have to fight every game that we play. And it's going to be a battle. And if we don't execute, you know, things like that can happen on Saturday night. And the hump is never over. You know, you never have the answer. You got to do it every week, especially in this league. Yeah, I mean, you look 2 years ago, you know, MSU, they were in a bowl, and last year, you know, they just had a little bit of adversity, and they still got good players, you know, and you gotta play every week in the SEC to have a chance to win, and when you execute like we did last weekend, you don't have a very good chance.
Coach, you mentioned you think that this year's Rice team is better than last year. How so?
Well, you know, they played Oklahoma State and Texas Tech, and, you know, that's pretty tough to ask your defense to do that. And I think they got a lot of young guys on defense now, but they look more athletic to me. And they did some good things against Tech. They actually outgained Oklahoma State and did some really good things against Texas Tech, who, you know, supposedly has one of the best passing games in the history of college football. So, yeah, that's why I say that. And, you know, we had to work hard to get the points we got last year, especially in the first half when the game was in the balance. And we got a couple late in this situation last year after we played them a little better on defense in the second half. We got some scores to go ahead.
How big of an issue was the time of possession at this point, especially with a no-huddle offense? Kind of when you go three and out, you get off the field quick, your defense doesn't have time to breathe. What are your thoughts on that at this point?
Well, our thoughts is get them three and out on when we're on defense, so we can get our offense back on there. But you know, it's all the same problem. You know, if you're not executing on offense, you know, they're going to have the ball. And the only way to fix that is to keep it.
You talk about Casey Hayward and the migraines. Is that something that could be an issue every game? Do you have any sense of that? Has it been a problem before?
It hasn't been a big problem. It's happened to him before, but and I don't think it's ever in a game. And, you know, most of the time migraines are triggered by something. And I think he got hit. And in the past, his migraines had been triggered by dehydration, but I think he was hydrated. So I think he thought maybe a hit in the head caused this one. And it was one that, you know, there's no way he could play with it. No way.
Did you have one after the game?
yeah, no way I could have played either. But it was a tough night. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, you look at your players and, you got to have faith in them and they got to have faith in you. And, you know, I think our team's mature enough to know that if you don't execute, you know, you're going to have a hard time winning. So it behooves us to get to where we can execute our game plan and react to things that the other team is giving us. So that's our goal, big goal this week.
Zach Stacy get treatment yesterday? Is he any better?
I think he'll be all right.
What was his injury, Coach?
Ankle.
Did Jamie Graham have a concussion?
He did. And, you know, concussions nowadays have to be watched extremely carefully. And he has to be symptom-free for several days before he can go back in and participate in practice. So he's not quite clear right now, but we think he will be. And hopefully, because he's an important part of that system that we have right now. And you know, if somebody gets hurt, somebody has to go to nickel, somebody has to play corner. I have to tell you, I'm really impressed with Eddie Foster, you know, a true freshman. He goes in the game and makes several tackles, and everybody on our staff and their staff and Eddie knew that they were going to go long on him, you know, early in his time in the game, and they did, and he played it. And, you know, we're really impressed with Eddie. Glad that we had him.
Have you told Larry anything different this week as far as expectations than from when you told him?
No. We expect Larry to be great every week, just like we expect everybody. You know, we have high expectations of every player we have, and Larry's no different from anybody else.
Coach, I just saw here that Chris Marv had 15 tackles on Saturday. Can you talk about the year that he's had so far?
Well, Chris Marv is, you know, he gets a lot of help from his other linebackers, and our defensive front does a great job of counseling out gaps and, you know, sort of funneling the ball carriers to him. But, you know, you got to tackle him when you get there, and he does a great job of it. He has a knack for knocking the ball out. But he's also a great student of the game as far as linebacking goes, and he knows where to be. Coach Warren Beeland does a great job with those guys, and they rarely, you know, have alignment mistakes. They rarely go to the wrong hole. You know, they know what they're doing, and that gives them a chance to be really successful. And it just goes all the way back from Hunter Hillemeyer. You know, Coach Beeland's first year here went from, you know, ordinary linebacker to leading tackler in the conference. Moses Asivigi, you know, John Goff, Marcus Bugs, you know, you can look at them and see how successful they all are now in the NFL. So the system helps a lot, but those guys are, we think, tailor-made for this system.
Injuries to Samuels and Hawkins, how are those guys doing? Are there any other concerns at this point with any other players?
Oh, we got concerns, you know, with a lot of them because, you know, they've been hurt and come back, and there's always a chance that you can you can get hurt again, but you can't plan that way. You just got to plan, you know, with who you got available. Jared got a chance, we think, to play this week. You know, we hope that he can get in there and get some action, but it all depends on how he's going to react in practice. We've had this hope before, and it hadn't worked out, but had some different treatment, and it seems to help him a little bit more. And who else were we talking about?
Samuels.
He didn't do very well in pregame warm-ups the other day, and we didn't think it would be good to put him in the game. So he's still a question mark, and we haven't really done a whole lot since the game, so we won't know until our trainers have a chance to work him out this afternoon. We won't practice, but they can work him out.
Steve Stone getting close to getting back into practice?
He's jogging a little bit now, and that injury is, you know, almost to the minute. You know, you have to go the full term. There's very few of them have ever come back early from that injury. And, you know, it's just a whole lot of pressure on that foot, you know, when you make cuts and you try to get off blocks and things like that. So they're going to be very careful with Steven, make sure he's ready to go completely before he comes back. Can't think of anybody else. Jay Fulham, you know, we're right now, we had to play Brent Trice at safety. You know, we would like to have Jay Fulham back. If he can get back pretty quickly, you know, he may have a chance to get in there. If it's later in the year, you know, we'll have to look at where his red shirt situation comes in and determine whether it's important enough to get him in there to take away a red shirt year.
Better about Hawkins' chances this week than you did the last two?
Yes, because of some things that were tried, different treatment, and you know, he's reacted a little bit better to that, and he feels better jogging and running. But again, when you get out there and you're making those full speed cuts, you know, we don't want to do that when we're testing him, and you know, we'll do that when we get him at practice and see. But he did okay last week, but you know, after a certain time in practice, it seemed to start to bother him again. And early in practice, we were all fired up, and he was fired up. But the more you go in there, the more sore, it gets more sore.
Alex seems to make a lot of fair catches in the punt game. Is that something you look at and say, he made the right call, or would you want him to make it be a little more aggressive?
No, I think he made the right call every time. We were trying to put pressure on the punter, and when you do that, it's hard to hold everybody up. And, you know, you want to make sure that you catch the ball and don't let it roll, and I thought he did a good job of it. So he's doing exactly what we asked him to do.
Similarly, Warren Norman a viable option going forward as a kick returner now too after the other night?
Sure, he had a great day. You know, he did a good job. Of course, he had some good blocking, and we're getting a little bit better handle on that also. And we got some new guys, some younger guys like, you know, Dexter Daniels and Archie Barnes and, you know, those guys that we redshirted last year. They're getting a little bit more used to playing in games and making plays that really count. So we got a little bit better on special teams. Brett Upson punted extremely well, had 5 kicks inside the 20, averaged 43 yards, and we covered well, except for one, which he out-kicked the coverage by about 20 yards. I mean, he boomed that ball, and it took us a while to get down there.
Bobby, you mentioned that they played Texas Tech up on the state, but I was looking at, they gave up 44, it looks like, to UAB also, so they've obviously been hurt on defense.
Well, yeah, that was their first game, and it was at UAB, and UAB's got a pretty impressive quarterback in Joe Webb. I almost said Jack Webb. Dun-dun-dun. Some of y'all too young to know that, but, you know, they've got some impressive people, and I don't think all those scores were on their defense either. I think UAB's defense scored some too. So just because you see big numbers doesn't always mean somebody's, you know, defense is totally inept. You know, they, you watch them and play them, you say, hi, you know. Tulsa, I think, scored 50-something on them last year, but it was 14-14, I think, in the first half. You know, so, no, I'm plenty scared.
How did Auburn score 49 points on Mississippi State? What went on there?
Well, you know, they got some big bruising tailbacks, and that sort of opened up things. And, you know, if you're able to run the ball, it opens everything else up. And same thing, you know, happened with us at the end of the game against Mississippi State. They started running the ball and had some success. And, you know, we held them and held them and held them and got a few those counter plays going and made us start guessing a few things. And you take some chances to try to win the game, and it bites you a little bit.
One or two more questions? Thank you very much, Coach.
Thank you, Austin.